Hi, I'm Margot.
Hi, I'm Ivy.
And this is Kids Talk Media.
Welcome to Kids Talk Media, the podcast about curious kids and their digital world. I'm your host, Sherry Hope Culver. In this episode, we meet Margot and Ivy. They're both 7, and I met them when I was visiting Australia. We had a fun time talking about the songs and movies and TV shows that make them laugh and others that scare them.
Sometimes I can get a bit scared if I'm watching a movie because I'm like, I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? Is it good or bad?
Right.
Or just in the middle?
You'll hear more about those scary movies later. But since our conversation is focused on media, I wanted to be sure they understood what the word media means. And if I said that books are media and movies are media and the internet is media and radio and podcasts and all of that is all media. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
You don't talk about that in school at all?
No.
What the heck would we talk about that? That's like for high school.
Ah. Well, do you think that, I mean, if you think about movies and TV and video games and apps and podcasts, do you think that kids that are your age are using those things?
No, because I don't think we're allowed to have phones when we're 7 because, well, we're too young and we don't know much about phones.
And also we might get messed up and then we'll call a stranger.
Mm.
And we might break the phone just for some reason. Right.
We might set the fire.
I hope not. But, you know, you could watch TV and play video games and things not on a phone. You could do that on your television. You could do that on a tablet.
iPad.
Or your iPad, right.
And we have our own personal iPads.
Ah,
and
it so that's only, media.
And it only recognizes our fingerprints.
Well, I have a code and it's not like numbers or letters. It's like a connected dots.
Oh, yeah. So do you have your own iPad?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Wait, you have your own iPad?
Of course I do.
We, all 3 of us, have to share, which is so not cool.
Why is that not cool?
Because I don't get to watch what I want to watch.
Mm.
And my brothers hate everything I like to watch.
So it's hard to find something that everybody can agree on.
Yeah, but there are a few things we can.
Like what?
Like, it's just Koala World and Grizzly and the Lemmings. Those are the only 2 things we like to watch that we agree on.
So, Ivy, you said you have an iPad. What do you like to do on your iPad?
Watch YouTube Kids.
Watch YouTube Kids.
That's basically all I do.
Do you even have Netflix?
Yes. Of course I do.
Tell me about what you like to look at on YouTube Kids. Do you like to watch things that are animated, or do you like to watch real people?
Real people.
And do you like to watch things that are funny?
Don't watch that much funny stuff. Well, cooking is kind of gross.
So, like cooking things?
They literally ate. They literally, when they're eating, it's like.
They ate it for real.
Yeah, some people even eat tongue. It's gross.
I know. And there are people that like that.
My Uncle Ross ate tongue and he went green.
It's did people
not like it.
People do eat lots of different things.
People like eat some mango tongues.
Yeah, I don't think that I would be doing that. Do you want to try that?
No, some people eat brains.
I'll go green for like 3 hours if I ate that.
No. So you're on your iPad, you're looking at things on YouTube Kids. How did you know that there was an app called YouTube Kids?
Because my mom just told me.
Did she basically give you the iPad with YouTube Kids already open? Like, said, here's what I want you to use? Like, do you ever go on regular YouTube?
No, I'm not allowed to.
Okay.
And so I don't even want to. Because YouTube Kids is already creeping me out and giving me nightmares.
What parts of it are creeping you out?
The place where there's a little weird thing roaming around the pool, which I think is an echidna. And then it shows a picture of a standing up wolf with a puffer jacket on.
And that was too scary?
No, it was funny.
Oh, that was funny. Okay.
But it still gave me nightmares.
So it could be funny and still give you nightmares.
But
I understand
Ian
that.
Ian kept said she watched it, and there was a weird egg in the pool, and there and I and then she said, "Oh, look, it's Peppa Pig."
What do you do when you see something on YouTube Kids that like you don't that doesn't make you feel good? Like it's either you know upsetting or scary or whatever. What do?
Turn it off.
Just turn it off.
And then I got into the weird free line thingy. Then I smacked that thing, and then I just.
It's very physical.
Delete that.
So you won't see it again?
Yes.
I gotcha. Do you ever go on YouTube Kids, Mark?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Can you explain to her what YouTube Kids is?
It's YouTube, but instead it's for kids.
Well, I guess that really explained it.
We only watch Netflix, but we can watch anything. We sometimes watch ABC Kids iView because... Obviously, there's Bluey on there.
Is Bluey a good thing? Do we want to watch Bluey? Do you like
Bluey? Everybody likes Bluey.
Yeah, I'm not going to it.
Oh, see? Not everybody.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
What do you think? Why do you think that Bluey is so popular?
Because, like, every...
Because Bluey is a very popular color. In fact, it's my favorite.
Because every...
That could be one reason.
Every time you go into ABC iView... You see these really cool shows, and if there's one that you might like, which is obviously mostly Bluey, you're like, okay, what's the name? And I want to get my other friends to know what this is.
Yeah.
I'm like, yay.
I mean, Bluey is popular with kids all over the world. Mm. Even in the United States, kids are watching Bluey too.
Yeah.
Even though Bluey has... Right, so you can hear I have an American accent. Bluey speaks like he's from Australia, right?
Yes.
So it's different, but kids all over the world love to listen to
him. And Ivy's from America.
Are you?
I'm not going to show them my American accent. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
No way! No!
Do you ever watch things as a family?
Yes.
Whole family together? All right, Liette, let her answer first and then you'll answer.
The old house, because we moved here... A few years ago, we watched E.T. and
even though we got
like through one quarter, we were like terrified. We were petrified. We were like, "I'm never watching this again, ever."
And is that so far? You've not watched E.T.?
Yeah,
that was
only when I was.
There'll
five,
come
and
a
I'm
time,
seven.
Yeah, when you're a little older, you should watch it because it's a lovely and wonderful story. But you have to be the right age, which I think it's great that you're thinking about how the movies make you feel.
One time.
And whether it's right to watch them.
One time when we were watching Lion King, I think it was cartoon. When there was a scary bit, the others ran out of the room and I was like, what's the point? Why are you so scared? I was just like sitting there
under
the blanket.
Right, different things can make
people scared. Just watching the
TV. We watched Wednesday, then we finished all of it. Then we...
Was Wednesday scary?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I was like
I
petrified
think Wednesday was scary.
Of the monster.
Yeah.
What's the monster? What does it look like?
It's like a creepy green thing.
Ooh.
Do you have older siblings?
One.
Brother. And how much older?
10.
Okay. So a few years older. And,
so she's
and
just
was,
10 years old.
And was the family watching Wednesday together?
Yes.
Everybody together?
But my dad didn't really like it.
Yeah.
And then we watched Kiki's Delivery Service, then...
What's Kiki's Delivery Service?
Something kind of like My Neighbor Totoro. Then I watched My Neighbor Totoro. Then now I'm watching Howl's Moving Castle.
And are all of those on Netflix?
I'm not sure.
I think Totoro is on Netflix.
Yeah. We have different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got kids, Nana and Grandpa, Mum and Dad, and on Mum's, there's this Taylor Swift tour thing, and I really like Taylor Swift. Like, it's my favorite type of music.
Ah, okay.
So I'm like, can we please watch
it?
But they're like, yeah, there's no way we're watching that.
And why not?
Because they don't like it, and they want to watch One Direction. And I do not want to watch that.
Wait, who wants to watch One Direction?
both my brothers.
Oh, okay.
Not even me.
Not your mom and dad, but your brothers.
Well, I don't really think they know. Well, dad knows what it is. Mom is kind of like, I like it, but
she'll know who One Direction is. Yeah. Everybody knows One Direction.
Yeah.
Even I know One Direction.
I don't even know what it is.
All these girls are like crazy for it. It's like, woohoo, One Direction, yeah!
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Yes. Of course you do.
Do you both know, like, a lot of her songs?
I know one of her album off by heart.
Okay, the whole album.
Yes. And my favorite one is Welcome to New York.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that one off by heart, so I'm like...
Do you know the words to the songs, too?
It's even on our playlist, man. Like, the whole album is on our playlist.
You're a big fan. Do you know songs of Taylor Swift's?
Welcome to New York.
Okay. Yeah, do either of you watch the videos of hers, or are you just listening to it?
Sometimes we watch the videos when Dad is playing on the guitar, but since he got a new electric one, he's probably gonna play it on that one.
Right. So he'll play along with her music?
Yeah.
So you listen together. Yeah. Will the family sing together too?
Not usually, but we do dance together.
All right. Well, that's good.
There you go.
Sing and dance.
Yes.
I mean, other than Taylor Swift, who else do you like to listen to?
I'm a banana. What is the song?
That's all right.
I'm a banana.
Let me hear. How does it go?
I'm a banana. I'm a banana.
All right. I think she's a banana.
Okay. So I really like this song. It's called Something Cows. And even a part. There's a part that...
How do you listen?
Chickens and choppers. I know.
Wait, how do you listen to your music?
It's Cows with Guns.
Cows with Guns.
That's a really funny song.
Okay, I'm gonna have to find it. Cows with Guns. But where do you listen to the music? How do you get to that song? Well, where are you finding it?
We have our playlist on Spotify.
On Spotify.
And we love Spotify.
And how about you, Ivy? How are you listening to music? Through Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you use Alexa also?
We don't have one, so we can't really do it on Alexa.
Ivy, when you talk to Alexa, what would you say? Like, how would you get to music if you were talking to Alexa?
My favorite, one of my weirdest songs is the Never Ending Poop song.
Okay.
Which is called Poop. Poop.
And it's never ending.
Poop.
Poop. This seems like a pretty silly song.
And me and him.
How did you find this song?
We just said play poop.
Oh, okay. Of course you did.
And then he would dance on my mom's couch. And then he was like poop, poop, poop. But wait,
all right. So can we talk about something else? Do you like to play video games?
Well, we have an Xbox.
Okay.
And we play a garden thing. We play a garden thing and Tony Hawk skateboarding thing.
Okay.
That's the usual one we play. Okay. Because, like, you can skateboard and you can die too.
And then you can get up and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I mean, do you like to play?
Come alive again. Death said he's not dead, but... He just goes to the hospital, but he actually dies. Because it's like,
Ooh. I'm dead. That seems kind of scary.
It's not, but Death thinks it is.
I like Minecraft and Mario Kart.
Okay, wait, you like Minecraft and Mario Kart?
Yeah.
All right. When you play Minecraft, do you...
Oh, and also Animal Crossing.
And Animal Crossing. Aww. Do you play that on a phone or on a tablet or on the television? Where are you playing that? Minecraft.
Obviously, the Switch.
Oh, you're playing it through your Nintendo Switch.
I never knew you had a Nintendo Switch.
You should. They're not.
What do you like about Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Can you talk to me about that a little bit?
You place a block, then you can pick it up. That's fun.
Do you play for like 5 minutes and then you're done, or do you play for a long time?
What's Animal Crossing?
There's like a few like things on characters on your island. I have Terry and Cobb, and you can go to different islands, but not for too long. You have this native fruit, and mine is pears, but now I collected peaches, which is one of the rarest, peaches and cherries. I went to a random island, and I also kind of stole oranges from Tilly's island.
Yay!
So you know a lot about this game.
Yes, because it's my favorite game.
Have you been playing it for a long time? Because it's been around for a little while.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah.
And you, these tools that you can do it. You have to dig up trees and you can eat stuff.
Do you have to ask permission before you go to play Minecraft or Animal Crossing or anything?
Yes.
Who would you ask? And what, like, is it a certain amount of time or a time of day? Like, what kind of question
in
would
you
ask?
In the afternoon, for weekends, 2 hours, and school days, I sometimes don't, but usually it's 1.5 hours.
When you're using all these different things, so you're going online or you're playing with you're on the internet or you're playing with a tablet, whatever, does it sometimes make you feel, like, can you tell how you feel with it? Sometimes it makes you feel good, sometimes it makes you not feel good?
Most of the time I react to watching it, TV for 1 hour. I, like, get a headache and I don't eat much dinner.
Mm.
So
you don't feel like that if you don't use them, if you don't watch television, you don't feel that way. No headache.
It hasn't been happening because
Ivy's falling asleep. Quick, wake her up.
Because I don't get the normal amount of time, mm-hmm. and that makes me feel a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ivy, does it ever make you feel either upset or good, or, you know?
I like it because it's very special, and I'll only get it if I take a shower and clean my room if it's messy.
And when you say it, in that, do you mean being able to watch TV or play some of the video games you mentioned, or both?
Sometimes I do one, sometimes I do
two. All right, fair enough. That seems good.
What's under this flooring?
Do either of you know about social media?
What's social media?
You know about anybody know about TikTok?
What the heck is TikTok?
Okay. Have you ever heard of Facebook or Instagram or anything like that?
I've heard of Instagram. I don't really know what it is, though.
Okay.
I've heard of Instagram and TikTok, but this is called a TikTok.
You're doing one of the dances from TikTok?
Yeah, but I didn't make it up until, and I really hate it.
Do you ever go on TikTok?
No.
Okay.
And I ain't had it.
So how do you know about it? How do you know that they do dances like that? You're a mind reader.
Matilda just did this. And then Liam was like, why are you doing a TikTok?
Ivy was doing a dance in front of a friend, and that friend mentioned TikTok. Otherwise, she really wasn't familiar with it. But something both of them were familiar with and kept wanting to talk about was the idea of media, like a movie, being scary and yet still something they wanted to watch.
Sometimes I can get a bit scared if I'm watching a movie because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? Is it good or bad?
Right.
Or just in the middle? Sometimes I can get a bit scared if I'm watching a movie because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? Is it good or bad?
Right.
Or just in the middle?
Yeah.
Or
so what do you do when you feel like that? What do you do?
I get a pillow and face plant. And then okay. I hear what's going to happen. And if it sounds good, I'm like, ooh.
That's
and
exactly
if it sounds bad, I'm like,
I just wear my head into a pillow like that.
You put your head into the pillow.
I just wham it.
Ram
I my
it
ears and then I shut my eyes as tight as I can. If it's turned up light, I turn it down.
Do your siblings or does anybody try to make you watch things that are scary?
Sometimes my parents say, okay, you're going to try to watch this. If you don't like it, you have to watch this.
something different.
Yeah. Like something specific.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't like that, you have to try to watch the thing you don't like again and see if you like it.
Got it. How about for you, Ivy? What do you do when you've got something that's scary? What would you do? Other than faceplant. Does your family try to watch things that are too scary for you, or you feel like it's okay?
I tickle myself. I grab my sister's or my dad's or my mom's arms. Then I try to move the fingers.
So you try to do something different. You try to distract yourself from it.
Or I rush into the pantry and stay there.
Do you look to other people that are older, like your siblings or other people that are older, and know that they do things with media that you look forward to doing?
Yeah. Like my parents, well, in the car, we talked about App Store, and it's where you buy apps.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I really want a phone, and I can't wait, but I have to be 18.
So you got a little while. Okay.
And I don't. My sister's 10 and she has a phone.
Because that's a decision that each family makes that's right for them.
Yeah.
Right? So that different families make different decisions.
I think I've...
That's okay. So is there anything that you're looking forward to doing or, you know, doing with media in the future that you see other people do?
Watching YouTube.
Cool.
And also being able to actually know how to play Minecraft, not just placing dirt all over the place.
Really understanding, like, the strategy of
Minecraft.
I don't
even know how to place dirt. I only know how to look around, and I only know how to get my head stuck in my body.
Ivy is definitely eager to understand more about how Minecraft works, and also pretty eager to get on YouTube. But Marco seems pretty fine with access to the media she has now. And with the exception of a brief mention of TikTok from Ivy, neither girl is longing to get on social media or even really understands why people use it. Our conversation about scary movies was really interesting, since they don't want to watch scary movies, they don't seem to really like them, but they have been in situations where they felt they should watch something scary, maybe because their siblings were watching it or the entire family. Learning to shape our own rules, our self-rules about what media to watch or not, should include how that media makes us feel. Or do we learn to ignore that feeling because we feel we should be consuming a certain kind of media? Parents can help kids be more aware of those feelings and then help them figure out how to make good choices for themselves. Thanks, Margo and Ivy. Please share your thoughts about this episode by contacting me at sherry@kidstalkmedia.net. I'd love to include some of your responses in future episodes. Kids Talk Media is edited by Dave Culver. Our theme music is Derp Nugget from Incompetech. Our logo is designed by Tessia Barone from Killer Bee Creative. For Kids Talk Media, I'm Sherry Hope Culver. Now go spend time with media and your kids.
Thanks, Kids Talk Media.